When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
All right. The Half Hour Power. The best show post-show. Rapid fire. Unscreened calls. We have a full house tonight. We have, as always, the anchor of the Half Hour Power, AP Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very good, Tom.
And then, of course, it wouldn't be the Half Hour Power without Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Going all right. Then we've got Pat Byrne, the young man responsible for Prove It All Night, his WFMU show, which is doing a live installment this Friday night at the WFMU theater, over at Montgomery Street.
Yes.
All kinds of guests.
It's tonight. Come on down if you guys are around the New York City area.
June 26th. Check it out. We're also joined by Kristen Bartlett, the funny lady who writes and performs.
And hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Finally, somebody said something nice. Rest of these wet noodles. You are part of, you write and you do Bridge and Tunnel. Your troupe? Do you call yourselves a troupe?
I think we never call ourselves a troupe. We're a group.
A group.
We're a band.
Okay. And who else? This other guy, Will.
This is Will Gallagher, also a member of Bridge and Tunnel.
Hello, how are you, Tom?
How are you, Will?
Doing very well.
Are you having an all right time?
This has been a blast.
I'm glad you're here. It's fun. Get ready. Let the Half Hour of Power begin. Half Hour of Power, you're on the show with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen Bartlett, and Will Gallagher. Gallagher?
Correct.
Just like the...
Just like the watermelon-smashing comedian, yes.
No relation.
Not that I'm aware, no.
How are you, caller?
I'm great.
What's going on today?
Guys? This is... my name is Sugar Bear from Pasadena.
Sugar Bear. Where'd you come up with that name, Sugar Bear?
It was bestowed upon me apropos of nothing other than that I asked for an email address from the company I was working for, and my boss decided that's what it should be.
Okay. It's like a Seinfeld-type situation with... What was that again? Remember? Wait, is that what you call him? Ooh. Remember that? Remember George on Seinfeld? He tried to come up with his own nickname or something. Anybody remember that here?
Yes.
T-Bone. Yeah. That's right. T-Bone. Tried to call himself T. So this is a T-Bone type situation. Sugar Bear.
Yeah. It's a little bit better than my previous nickname, which was Red Velvet, which I got because My mom makes cupcakes, and I brought in a box of red velvet cupcakes. And
wow.
I happened to be wearing red pants and a white T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Unintentionally.
And your nickname was what? Cupcake?
Red velvet.
I like calling you Cupcake better.
Right? I guess that's my new one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I had a question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
What is the most extreme music that you still enjoy listening to?
The most extreme music. Anybody? Well, how about you, Red Velvet? What's the music you like best that's extreme?
I think Melt Banana is as wild as I can go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike?
Right about now, I think the only extreme music I listen to is the opening theme to Mike Francesa's show. You know?
Mic'd Up?
Mic'd Up. Yeah, that dumb song.
That guy. Can you imagine? This guy doesn't know that these people are making fun of him with all that stuff. Where they, yeah, we love you, Mike, and they do impressions of him, and they dress like him and stuff. It's like they're making fun of you. It's an elaborate prank they're doing on you. No, they love it. They love it. But they are pranking him still, too.
Yes.
Like they're laughing at him,
yes.
Not with him.
Yeah.
Extreme music, Dudio?
I don't really listen to it. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Jesus Jones lately.
Oh, yeah, well, jeepers, come back from the ledge. You're scaring us.
I know.
With the music. It's like a cry for help.
It is.
You with your crazy Jesus Jones records. Pat?
I was just telling Kristen and Jason in the beginning of when we were setting up for the show that, you know, I'll keep Z100 on my presets here in the New York area.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's like a personal extreme, and I'll keep, you know, I'll try to listen to it for like a good 10, 20 minutes until I'm like, all right, here's the song. I got to change it just to kind of stay on top of what's actually happening in 2015, what's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a personal extreme, I guess. But
is there a certain song you find yourself liking from listening to Z100?
I'm trying to find out what the songs are called, and that's the hardest part. Like I'll hear a groove or like, you know, some sort of like, you know, like hook to the song, and I'm like, okay, like this is
there
the song.
Is there one that you can do that you can't place?
Oh man,
Boom Clap. You like that one, right?
How does that one go?
That boom clap, the sound of my heart.
Charlie
XCX. Yeah, it's good. Sure, it's a great, good pop song.
It's a great song. It's Charlie XCX.
That's who does it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Do you don't know that?
I don't know that. I should know this. This is why I'm trying to listen to more of it to know what the kids are.
She wrote
doing
that song. She wrote that song, I Don't Care.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
She wrote
yes.
that song for that other group, but she, yeah.
Oh, she's a great songwriter.
Come on, Pat.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm trying.
It's good stuff. You'd like Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Kristen, anything extreme you like?
It's probably not extreme, but I can listen to Skrillex.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Right? Do you let the beat drop? Do you go for that, right?
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
I'm okay with that, too.
What if me and Mike started hanging out at, like, Electric Daisy? Did you see that thing where, like...
I don't think I'd get in.
Well, Bryan Cranston was at the one where he's just like... Because there's this group that have some song like called Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the dumbest name for a song, first of all. I'm assuming it has a bunch of drop-ins of just, like, you know... And then he shows up at this thing, and he's like, say my name. Like, he'll just do the character.
Oh, boy.
Look, wow. I love it. I love Breaking Bad. Love all the people on it. I always have a problem when anybody's just, like, a little too willing to do the character from it. It's like, because it's like James Gandolfini wasn't going around just like, he wasn't doing that, right?
No.
Hey, you sound like a telephone tough guy. Right?
Yeah.
Hello? Ujish. Ujish. That's my Tony Soprano impression. Ujish. Will, any extreme music?
You know, my taste in music isn't very extreme. I think for the longest time, I thought Green Day was pretty extreme, and I think it wasn't solidified in my mind until the Broadway musical happened, and I figured it was probably a little bit too mainstream if it's a Broadway musical.
Sure.
They're selling tickets to, like, the old Broadway crowd. Oh, I think I'll check out this Billy Joe Armstrong.
Did you see that show live?
No, I didn't, but my lovely wife did. She said she really enjoyed it.
Did you see it, Tom?
I did. It was seeing the most talented people you could imagine doing something that did not merit existing on Broadway. Like, that's kind of how I felt. What are these people doing? They're doing, like, wire work, like... three stories of the ground. They're dancing in the air, and then they're singing, and they're doing. But they're singing like Green Day songs.
It's kind of like dirty.
Yeah. For me, extreme music. I like a lot of. I'll listen to a lot of this kind of. I have these box sets of King Crimson Live, where it'll be like 22 discs of them just playing every show from a tour from 1972. Wow. And they'll do these half-hour improvs that are pretty out there. And for a while, they had a dude in the band who played percussion and would just do... He would often play like a... like he would throw leaves around on stage, and he made the thing kind of weird. And I would listen to something like that. Thanks for the call, Sugar Bear. Half-hour power, you're on the air. You're here with AP, Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen Bartlett, and Will Gallagher. What's up?
Hello, Tom. This is Kenny from Kentucky.
Kenny from Kentucky. What's going on in Kentucky?
It's been storming all night, but I've been listening to the best show, and I have one for the topic.
What do you get? Well, no. Okay. What do you got? We're trying to do. Go ahead. I'm not gonna.
I can talk about something different.
Yeah, let's talk about something different.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Justified a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Harlan is like 20 minutes from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch that show? Did you watch Justified?
I watched like 3 episodes and...
Wait, how can it be... it's there, and then you just like, well, get around to it. It's your show in your backyard. Me and AP Mike, we watch The Sopranos up here. This is our home turf show. You're looking for things on the spot, and then you're down there. You got it. What's that? Is that like the country way? You're just taking your time with it. You're ambling around. You'll get to it when you get to it when you get to it.
Well, did they? I'm guessing they got The Sopranos pretty close. They captured the area correctly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I didn't get a sense that they had the area pegged very well.
Well, you didn't watch enough episodes.
That's true.
So there's there dudes like Boyd Crowder going around there, right?
Yeah. I went to high school with some of those guys.
Really?
Maybe he had a problem with Michael Rapaport playing a hillbilly.
I didn't see that. I'm not that far into it yet.
That was a bit of a stretch, even for me.
Spoiler there.
AP Mike.
That's pretty much what he did.
Watch yourself, AP Mike.
Yeah. Let me do a hillbilly. Hey, what you all doing over there? By the wood chopper.
By the wood chopper.
Well, by the wood chopper.
The wood shop?
The wood like a high school?
Yeah, exactly.
By wood chop? By the wood chopper.
The wood chopper.
They gotta chop their wood,
that's
right?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Hey, y'all. What did you just say? Hey, y'all. What y'all doing over there by the wood chopper? Well, for a second, I thought it was a Kentucky Colonel was in the room with us here. I was like, wait a minute, this esteemed There's esteemed son of the South here with us, but no, it's you.
Yeah.
When you hear that caller, you hear Mike's version. I just want the two of you to just have a talk now about the South. Just the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And South it up a little bit, caller.
Okay. So, Mac.
Yes. Yes.
Did you have you been around the coal mines recently?
My daddy went down in the mines, but I wanted to do something different.
So what did you do?
He got the black lung from being in the hole.
All right, that's enough. First of all, the first thing you said was yes'm. So yes, ma'am. You said to this guy, you said the fourth letter of what you said was wrong. Yes'm.
Yes.
And look, you're not doing much better, caller. That was the worst Southern stuff I ever heard. Mike is more Southern than you.
I know.
All right, goodbye. We're done with you. Half Hour of Power, you're on the show with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen Bartlett, and Will Gallagher.
Hi, how are y'all? It's Will in Mississippi.
Here we go.
We just had someone from Kentucky call, and Mike just had a full-on Southern conversation with him. Maybe let me hear if you can do that. Can you just, what was your name again?
I'm Will.
Will?
From Mississippi.
Will, I want you to just talk to, we have a guy in the studio right now. He's from your neck of the woods also. His name's Mike. Mm-hmm. I just want the two of you to forget about all us Yankees up here for a minute, and the two of you just have a down-home, country-fried conversation. We're going to leave it to the two of you. Here you go.
Do you all want to go possum hunting tomorrow?
No, man.
I mean, I'm a little drunk right now, but I think if I put a pallet down, I'll just stay here overnight. We get up real early and we go possum hunting.
Now you need to go and call your cousin Skeeter, Mike. You know you're calling the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Skeeter will listen to you.
He will. Right. He got a gun for me.
All right, enough of this. This is terrible.
It's awful.
Will, what's going on tonight, yes. Will?
Just calling in to give 100 worst fictional characters.
Oh, we're not doing it. We're doing a different show, buddy.
Dang.
See, now you got the Southern thing.
Yeah.
Dang.
Did you watch Justified, Will? Did you watch the show Justified?
Unfortunately, I have not. I want to, though. I've heard good things.
All right.
I have a Cormac McCarthy anecdote.
Let's hear it.
During the show.
Let's hear it.
So Cormac McCarthy was living in Tennessee for a long time before he got really popular, and he was poor, very, very poor, and he couldn't afford toothpaste. And at some point, you know, you get those testers in the mail, or you used to, with toothpaste, and at some point, voila, one day he walks to the mailbox, and there's some toothpaste sitting there, and, you know.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
I don't know. Keep looking for the toothpaste, guys.
Wisdom.
Okay, yeah.
Wisdom. Oh, boy.
Best show.
Half Hour Power. You're on the show. We got AP Mike. We got Jason Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen Bartlett, and Will Gallagher here. Who's this?
It's Dan and Carney. How's it going?
Oh, Dan and Carney. What's up, Dan?
Not too much. Now, are you still taking for the topic, or are we...
No!
Okay, no, that's cool. I figured I'd make sure and ask.
I knew you could roll with it. I don't know why I said so.
But appreciate the Vegas code, by the way. I'm going out next week.
Nice.
Do you guys have a favorite particular game there, Tom? Are you a gambling man?
I'm partial to a You might see me on a Willy Wonka slot machine racking up some crazy golden eggs. Right? Should have seen me on that thing. I set those Oompa Loompas on fire. Play that game. I cleaned up 200 bills. Not 200, 200 single bills. That's what that would be. How about you, Dan? What's your game?
Poker. Poker's my game.
Poker? What kind of poker?
It'd be Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be doing a tournament out there.
Nice.
Hopefully actually come through with some money.
All right.
You know, but I'm not. What's Mike's favorite game? And I am curious about that.
How about you, Mike? You like throwing the dice, rolling the bones?
That's what I picture.
No, I'm not a big gambler. I mean, when I've been to Vegas, it's usually just blackjack, you know, something mm-hmm. simple.
You like betting on the thing where the person stabs the knife between their fingers?
Oh, five finger play?
Is that your game?
If they had it, yeah, I probably would enjoy that better than blackjack.
That usually would be awesome if a casino had that, where there's just a guy going with a knife. Would be the greatest casino. That'd be like in a casino in international waters.
I think you just solved Atlantic City's problem, Tom.
I think you did, yeah.
I would love that. Can you imagine Revel?
To saving it.
Bring back Revel. Revel has like games like that in it now. What do you call it? Five finger flick?
Five finger fillet.
Five finger fillet?
Yeah.
What casino games would you want to see, Dudio?
What would I want to see?
Yeah, what would you want to see that is currently not in a casino?
I'd want to see probably full on Running Man.
Full on. Human competing against human.
Yeah.
And you'd bet on them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Kristen, does this side of Jason trouble you?
I'm used to it.
Oh, so it does not. It's a straight up no.
But I will say this. The one time that Jason and I have won money in Vegas was mm-hmm. when we left the casino and did focus group testing on CBS shows.
All right, so you were in Las Vegas.
We were in Vegas. What casino were we in?
We were at Bally's.
Okay. We were at Bally's. Someone walked up to us and said, hey, do you want to watch some CBS shows? And we both walked out of there with $100.
And you went with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that sounds like the biggest trick. Like, you cut to you guys being, like, chained up in a dungeon somewhere.
I know. We're pretty...
Help! Anyone! They said CBS shows.
If someone's going to saw us, I think that's the way to get us.
They took us like six levels down.
We did
too,
go deep inside that.
We just kept going. So the shows are still down further. Yeah,
you come guys on, are just keep
like,
going.
Like further underground, the shows. You guys, we just keep going down.
Yeah.
I honestly have this feeling that whenever I'm with Jason, I'm completely safe, and it's the dumbest thing. Yeah, like, it's the dumbest, like...
No, he's just a guy. So we clonk him over the head. So, what shows did you watch?
We watched a show called Babylon Fields.
Okay.
Which is about people coming back, like dead people coming back to life.
Probably based on my review.
Yeah.
You were the one... So behind that glass, you were in the room, and they're just like,
"What power?"
The showrunner for Babylon Fields is just like,
his whole life is on.
Come on, lady,
on this thing.
Say you like it. It's you, just right now. My whole life, just say you like this. What do you care? Just say you like the show, lady.
Really,
you got no skin in the game. You're gonna still get you'll still get your $100, and then you're just like. You're like, this show sucks. It's like, no! Behind the glass.
A man's life.
You're killing his dreams.
Yes, it's exactly what happened. And we got $100.
And he got the $100. And he sees you later in the casino. You.
There they are.
That's her.
That's her.
That's the one. Pat, gambling,
First of all, I sent Babylon Fields a packet, and they did not ever get back to
me. They didn't get back to you. Your Babylon Fields packet.
Really
was
great ideas.
Unanswered.
But, yeah. I would love to see like skee ball in a casino. Just like just like some sort of game, some actual game of skill, but half skill, half chance. It's a little bit of gambling mentality into it when you're in like an arcade as a kid. I don't know if there's just if there was just like dollars coming out as that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Skee ball would have dollars. That would be the coolest thing ever. You roll the thing and then dollars come pouring out of the skee ball machine. Will,
I think Atlantic City does something like that.
I would, yeah. I'm sure you can get that action somewhere.
Like basketball, I thought they did.
Can you ride? You ever ride those go karts in Atlantic City, Dan?
Not Atlantic City, but you know, down the shore. Wait, which go? Oh, you mean the push carts, like where you have the human servant push you down?
No, no. There's go karts. There's like a go. There's like a pier that has like a go kart track at the very edge of it, and it. All I can think is that if you just gunned it at the fence, you'd crash, you'd land in the ocean like 300 feet, and you'd die in a go-kart. You would drive off the edge of the pier into like the water's probably 100 feet deep at that point. You would just sink in a go-kart. All you would have to do is just be like, okay, I'm going to hit this turn, and I'm not going to turn. I'm going straight at this, straight at it. What is it? It's like a fence. I could probably crash through that thing, strapped in a go-kart.
And that was the first idea that came to you when you saw this thing?
That was one of the many ideas. Mike, I can't turn this off, Mike.
Okay.
When I was in Atlantic City, that same pier, they had Shoot the Geek. Did I ever talk about Shoot the Geek?
Yeah.
I've talked about that before.
They have one of those in Coney Island.
Where we were down there, and then I was like, I'm not going to, this is horrible, Shoot the Geek, poor mania, this poor guy in padding behind the thing. And then the group I was with is fine, everybody's like, no, we're going to do Shoot the Geek, so you do it. And then within like 10 seconds of having that gun in my hand, I'm just like, I bet you I can hit between the padding on his knee, I bet you I could actually hit his actual thigh. If I hit, like, you get the thing in your hand, and within like 10 seconds, you're just like trying to figure out a way to actually hurt the guy. Like, but as you're walking past it, you're like, look at this poor slob in the padding. What a brutality! And you get that thing, you're just like, if he bends at just the right angle, I can see his jeans there. And if I could just hit it perfectly, like the death, was like blowing up the Death Star. I could just. His thing, and I'll actually make this guy scream.
The one in Coney Island was disturbing because the geek was a very small person, and he was completely covered. And I'm like, is that a child? Did they put a child in the padding? Because it was very small person, you know. And you know, it was disturbing.
I think I would do that one with a child. You can't tell me to answer. Did you watch? Who here watched True Detective? Who saw True Detective? Anyone?
We watched about 20 minutes into it, then stopped.
All right,
I saw.
I started it in a minute, and I'm going to go back to it. Maybe.
I gotta say, I might be super into this season of True Detective. Half hour into it, Colin Farrell. Knocking the tar out of a 12-year-old. I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna be super into this season of this show.
What was your favorite line? Was there any lines that stood out? I have. It was one of the dumbest things I think I've ever heard.
What is it?
When Vince Vaughn said, "Never do anything out of hunger, not even eating." Like, what? Yeah. That is stupid. What I love about True Detective is that like the characters try to like utter these real profound things, and they always fall so far from the mark. You know,
the whole thing. It's like everybody was like gunning for just like True Detective sucks. Now it's like, well, maybe we could just let them do the thing. Can we see where they go with this? For like, first episode, they're just laying groundwork. Now it's like. maybe they have a plan in mind for it? Like, mm-hmm. can we at least spot people mm-hmm. who make things anything to think they know what they're doing? Just like, I watched one of these and this is bad now. Like, I know there's nine more to go, but...
But they did something from the first season that was also funny to me, was the they used facial hair as a flashback cue. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. you know, Colin Farrell doesn't have a beard, I mean the mustache, and then you see him, so you know, oh, this is in the past. So then you see him with yeah. the mustache again, and yeah. they did the same thing with Matthew McConaughey's character in the first one. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of their things.
I'll give it a shot. I like the first one. I know you didn't like it so much. You gotta give it a shot. First season, True Detective, studio.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh. Pat.
I'm in the same boat.
No.
It's just me and Kristen. You, Tom.
I mean, it's...
No! Will.
I'm sorry.
No!
It's me and you, Tom.
It is. Oh, no. It's like True Detective now. It's just two dudes.
Two dudes.
Do you have any news
two
story,
self-destructive
Mike?
Dudes. Mike, you want to drive off a pier in Atlantic City, and, you know, I'm doing my thing, yeah. you know?
And you're recording.
I'm circling the drain.
Yeah. It's like seeing the beginning of... It's like just watching the first... 20 minutes of Boogie Nights and then watching the final 10 minutes of Boogie Nights and seeing how far everybody's gone. Oh, this guy's got a stereo store now? What? That's weird. This other guy's making records and has it like, this one's dead. Mike, do you have anything you want to tell us about? Did you have, I know you were, did you have any, was there any news things or anything that crossed your plate? Because you have an eye for stuff.
I don't know if anybody else saw the story about this antique shop in Ohio that they're selling Eva Braun's underwear. they claim to have Eva Braun's drawers that were that they have authentic, you know, an authentic. They have to authentic. I'm not using the right word.
Authenticate.
Certificate of authenticity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had to authenticate these drawers are really Eva Braun's. It was the Band of Brothers. They went in the Nazi Party headquarters yeah. in the Bavarian Alps on May 6, 1945.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy's had these things up for auction for about quite a while. He's selling them for $7,500. Now, my question to you is, and it's become like an attraction. You know, anybody going past Elmer, Ohio, you got to see Eva Braun's drawers, right? So, you know, the name of the place is called Mantiques. But the article goes in depth about this particular dealer that, you know, he's sort of a little sketchy selling Nazi memorabilia. And I want to believe that the whole thing is made up, that this guy found this thing and it became a hook, that he knew that people would be interested enough in Eva Braun's panties.
So you think it's like a carny?
Oh,
kind of thing.
I think it's an elaborate hoax,
like the Cardiff Giant.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this guy came up with the idea mm-hmm. that, you know, apparently, you know, there's a huge market for Nazi paraphernalia, mm-hmm. and he came up with this little angle that nobody else had thought of before. Eva Braun's panties.
So it's like the Monuments Men.
Yeah, sort of.
Monuments Men 2 would have been about that.
Well, or maybe it was a missing scene from Band of Brothers when, you know, they carried out her underwear, you know. they left that scene on the cutting room floor.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Final call, then we'll wrap it up here. Half hour power. Final call. What do we got? You're here with AP Mike Dudio, Kristen, Pat Byrne, and Will Gallagher.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
Hello.
What do you got?
I have a quick embarrassing celebrity story.
Let's hear it.
So David Byrne was doing a record signing. This was in, like, 2004. And I was... still in high school, My mother was the best and signed me out to take me to a record shop in New Jersey to meet David Byrne, do a record signing. And he was standing, he was seated at a, you know, just a card table that was folded out in front of him. There was nobody there. And, you know, I went right up and had the album prepaid for him to sign. And I'm a heavyset guy. I turned around. He was standing behind the table. I turned around to have my mother take the picture, and I was so excited. I did just a little hop and leapt and with my butt down on the table. It made the craziest crack throughout the entire store.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, my mother got a sweet picture of David Byrne reacting to the sound while trying to be
He's got a post. You have? Can you post that on the Friends of Tom board?
I can. Yeah,
I would love
to
see that. Yeah.
Will you? Will you not post it? I don't think I can handle that. That's like the most. It's like, and this is David Byrne. You were just a big. How old were you at this point?
14, 15.
Mm-hmm. And did David Byrne? At least he signed your thing.
Oh yeah, he. I mean, he couldn't have been nicer, but yeah, he definitely was not expecting this overexcited, overweight teen.
I'm sorry, I still got to say my Patti Smith story in the elevator, because David Byrne at no point in that was terrified by you.
I had a brush with David Byrne.
You did?
Yeah, I was at a. Lucinda Williams concert at the Old Tramps. Mm-hmm. And I was there with a lady friend. And he came in and he had his friend was, you know, must have been about 6'5", 6'7", something mm-hmm. like that, real okay. tall guy. And he basically stood in front of my lady friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of like politely tapped David Byrne and said, you know, I'm a big fan of your music. Can you get your friend to move out of my lady friend's way? Mm-hmm. She can't see a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he obliged. He was very, very, very nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, look, buddy, I'm not going to ask you to put that. If you want to put the picture up, put it on Friends of Tom. And, you know, but it's your call.
Fair enough. All right,
thanks for the call. All right, that's it for the half-hour power. AP, Mike, anything you want to say? Any final news? People can see you wear masses?
Yeah, masses every Sunday, yes.
Every Sunday. Pat Byrne, this Friday, tonight, Prove It All Night live right. at the WFMU Theater, 43 Montgomery Street. Your show, live variety show. You got Dougie Horner, Anna Fabrega. Music from Wax Starts and surprise guests.
Come on down, people. It'll be fun.
Jason Gore, anything? News? Plugs? Shows? What's coming up?
We have a Bridge and Tunnel show in July, July 25th at the Pit with Josh Patton from SNL. So
okay, and where can people get info on that?
BridgeandTunnelNYC.com.
Okay. Kristen, anything?
I want people to follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
It's at Kristen Cheeks.
Kristen Cheeks.
That's what it is.
Okay. All right. You want people to follow. Where are you at numbers-wise right now?
Like 2,200 or so.
Okay, 22. All right.
Which I think earlier you dismissed.
No, I dismissed 21. 22 is a very healthy number. And I only did that to hurt that guy's feelings. 21 is a huge number on Twitter. I was only trying to hurt Vacation Jason's feelings. So people can follow you at Kristen Cheeks on Twitter. No, I didn't mean that. I was only trying to be hurtful. Will, anything? Where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Bridge and Tunnel with Kristen and Jason here, mm-hmm. and again, that show's coming up on July 25th. with Josh Patton. If you wish to follow me on Twitter, you get it at Will T. Gal. Two L's in both. Will and Gal.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening to the Half Hour of Power. We will be back in a couple weeks. Isn't that the music timed up perfectly? Josh Cantor's music. Thanks again.